from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Dog.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Listen, overall, it was a good week for Kirby Smart. I think he went to SEC Media Days. He did address the issues. Did he address them the way that maybe Turtle or some of you wanted him to when it comes to the driving situation at Georgia? Maybe he didn't. But at the end of the day, I thought he said what he needed to say, and they are effectively trying to do everything they can. As he said, I don't know if anybody has all the answers when you look around college football. Billy Napier and Kalen DeBoer, we're talking about Florida and Alabama. I didn't believe impressed the way I thought they would, you know. I thought I'd feel a little bit different about Kalen DeBoer. I think he's a really good coach. But at the end of the day, all I got was he knew from Nick Saban or he knows Nick Saban. By the way, they're going to name the field Nick Saban Field at Alabama, if you've not heard this, by the way. I forgot to mention that. That is going to happen, I think, sometime around September 7th or something like that, again, South Florida. But they're going to name the field at Bryant Denny Nick Saban Field.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, it should. It should be. And then here's something that I want you to hear. This was not necessarily SEC Media Days, but Dabo Swinney has been in the news a lot this offseason, whether it's been the portal or NIL. Swinney said that you may see guys bail out because of this new college football playoff system.
If you're 4-4 and probably out of the playoffs, probably see some guys head off to Arizona and train. You'll probably see some situations like you see in the NFL. Ravens are in the playoffs. They got it locked up, right? They got the bye. They got one more game that really means nothing. You play Lamar in that game. Maybe you're 11-0 and you got that rivalry game. But, oh, you play your biggest foe next week in the conference championship, and if you win that game, you're going to get a bye. Those are things that are probably decisions you'll see play out all throughout college football.
Is he lying? Is he wrong?
Does it matter?
No? No?
I mean, so let me get this straight. In the spirit of competitiveness, because that's where this is coming from, it's okay if I'm 4-7 going into my final game, can't make a bowl. If I decide to test out a true redshirt freshman quarterback, you know, and sit my junior who's going to start next year just to see what he's got. In the spirit of competitive, that's okay. But guys taking the game off saying I'm going to rest my starters is not okay. What are we doing? Stop. I like Dabo as a coach. He whines like a little girl with a skinned knee. Like, stop.
What's this guy's name?
Tyler.
Hey, Tyler. Yeah. I'm
listening to enough of you. Like, dude, just coach football and stop complaining about everything.
Well, but Zeno, I think he's kind of on to something
okay,
here.
I'm not denying that he is, but why is this a big deal? You know what? Here's Dukes, you know what you get when you go 11-0 over the first 11 games of the season? You get rewarded. You get the luxury of going, I'm not playing guys the last week because I have a conference championship game that's more important to me. You've earned that. Now, nobody gave you that. You earned that. If you're 9-3, or 9-2 rather, and fighting for a chance and every win matters, you didn't earn that. For the one or two teams across the entire country that this is going to apply to, Stop complaining about everything, bro.
Yeah, because it's not going to be every team.
It's not like rampant.
No, it's not going to be every team. I do agree with that. But these scenarios, let me hear it one more time. These scenarios, I just want you to think about it, because I'm as geeked as anybody about the 12-team playoff and how this is going to look.
Four was better. 12 sucks.
It's going to be great.
No, it's not.
More eyeballs, more action, everything.
Nope. But again, elitism over acceptance.
But to Dabo's point, these scenarios could be real. Listen again.
If you're 4-4 and probably out of the playoffs, probably see some guys head off to Arizona and train. You'll probably see some situations like you see in the NFL. Ravens are in the playoffs. They got it locked up, right? They got the bye. They got one more game that really means nothing. You play Lamar in that game. Maybe you're 11-0 and you got that rivalry game. But, you play your biggest foe next week in the conference championship, and if you win that game, you're going to get a bye. Those are things that are probably decisions you'll see play out all throughout college football.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong.
He reminds me of my ex-wife. Stop complaining. Like, just
did you have to go there?
Shut up. Like, did you leave
it
alone?
How old you are?
Did you have
don't
to go
really
there?
Care?
He's not wrong. I don't
again,
necessarily
the
disagree
thing with
what
is
you're
already
saying.
Happening. So,
well, if you're out of it, all right. If you are projected to go to the NFL, first scenario is your team's not living up to it. 4-4. Hey, you know what? We're not going to make
the
playoff.
That guy's skipped entire seasons already.
Correct. So that's happening. I'm not worried about
happening.
That. But I am when he says, "What happens if
you're 11-0?
If Georgia is playing Georgia Tech?" But the bigger game, obviously, is the SEC championship,
yes.
Right? It's the bigger game. And you know if you win the SEC championship, you're going to get a bye. To his scenario, is Georgia playing all their guys? Like, that's what he's asking you.
But this happens all the time.
So you're saying nothing's changed?
No, nothing has changed. He's bringing to light a scenario that already exists and trying to make a big deal out
of
it. Like,
what he's saying is more teams are involved, so
let
you
me
might
ask
have
a question.
More of this.
Brock Bowers, okay?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Was he back for the Georgia Tech game last year?
Yeah, I believe he was.
Was he? Okay. Well, I don't remember. But anyway, a player of that ilk, let's just use an example, okay? It's okay to rest him against Georgia Tech because you know you already locked up your berth for the SEC championship game. What's the difference in what he's we do this all the time. This already happens. Why is he making this a thing when it's already a thing and it's not a thing to anybody but him?
Yeah, and he was available. Bowers was available, but he didn't play during Georgia, against Georgia Tech.
So it already happened.
Yeah.
The situation he talked about literally just happened because it was an injury. But what does the reason matter? If the more important game is there, that's where your attention is, where your focus is. What is the reason? If he wanted to give his starters the week off.
I think, and again, I just feel like Dabo's saying that the playoff is going to drive.
I feel like Dabo's a little B is what I feel like he is.
Oh, jeez. They're going to drive these decisions. Whereas before, you only had four teams, and it wasn't as
that's counterintuitive because more teams now theoretically have a shot.
Oh, like, they will, yeah, but that's what he's saying.
So more teams theoretically have a shot, so they're going to put everything into that every game that they have because it keeps their chances alive. When it was only four, if you were 9-2, you knew you weren't going to make the college football playoff.
You weren't getting in.
Because you had two losses. Your season was over. As soon as you got your second loss, your season was over. Now two losses keeps you in the thing. That's the difference between being a bottom, 8-12 or 4-7.
You have a lot of pent-up energy.
Anyway, I like LSU to win the SEC, just in case you were wondering.
All right.
LSU's got the schedule. They got a really favorable schedule.
I am going to tell you that, is that a surprise pick or that's your pick?
No, from a purely betting standpoint, I can't bet on Georgia. Just the number's not right. Like, the number is not my favorite.
Well,
but for LSU.
Yeah, it's a tough schedule.
There are four road games this year. Get ready for this. Arkansas, new quarterback. A&M, new quarterback. Florida, new quarterback. And South Carolina, new quarterback. They get Alabama at home. They get Oklahoma at home.
It is.
They got a really favorable schedule.
Yeah.
They just got to get past USC week one, the neutral site.
Yeah.
That's maybe their biggest hurdle.
We did hear from Graham Murch at SEC Media Days, and he is the coming and returning quarterback at Florida. All right, we're coming back. Speaking of betting.
Murch doesn't count. He stinks.
Well, tell Napier that.
Played at Wisconsin.
Zeno's five best Falcon bets for 2024. All right? Can't wait to hear this. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality.
You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.